The stakes are high, and Shantiera has to take a shot. This is The Masked Singer.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hey.
We're back. It feels like it's been forever.
I feel like it's been forever. Child, my voice is still... It's still gone. two episodes later, and they're like, damn, bitch, what's wrong with your voice? It's the same as last time. What's the tea? Guys, this is the after show for The Masked Singer. I'm your host, Raylan T. We got a resident new girl, but she now a pro, Shantiera in the building. Now, got another person added to the pan. Drum roll, drum roll. Bree, what's up, girl?
Yes!
What's up, sis? Bree,
she's here. She here.
That's
she's,
intro.
See, she's I'm gonna ready. Be nice in the chat, especially you, Shanice.
Yep, yes, Shanice. Just because I got somebody new, don't be acting crazy.
They're gonna be like,
you show our guests with respect. All right.
Every week they've been like, she's new, be nice in the chat. They're going to be like, she's not that new anymore.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about you and The Masked Singer and your love for the show.
Oh my gosh. I have been watching The Masked Singer since I have been running on my treadmill back when I was in Chicago.
Okay, first of all, that's dedication.
Seriously.
That is cardio mixed with all the puzzles and the ups and downs of this show. Yes, okay?
Exactly.
All right. Time to come through.
So she's a special person on this panel. Yep. So we got a lot to unmask today.
Oh, Shanice. She's a nice girl.
Oh, she's nice today. I love you, Shanice. A pain in the mask. Is this flip on a pain in the... Watch your mouth. All right. So look, let's go into who we unmask. We finally got underneath the Christmas tree. And honestly... I'm a little disappointed.
Really?
Not like that, but like I thought it was gonna be somebody else.
Yeah, I wrote down Amy Sedaris. That's who I thought it was gonna be.
Uh huh.
I
did not have Anna Gusteyer. And you know, I'm making sure I'm pronouncing her name correctly because in the unmasking and the behind the scenes, she made sure that it's like Anna, like turn on a light.
Oh, yeah.
Gas. Anna. Like put gas in a car, the tire, what you need for the car to go. So, did not expect her.
Yeah.
I didn't.
But I'll give her the voice though, because she had me fooled with that voice.
Yeah.
I will say that.
She has a nice voice. Honestly, I mean, when you think about the lineup, when you think about the Fox, the Leopard, Thingamajig, and Tree and Rottweiler,
she had to go.
The tree had to go.
It was about time. She had to go.
She did, right? She did. She had to go.
Yeah. I mean, but I like the tree. I liked her energy. I loved the way she was moving. You know,
Like Raven left so early.
Yeah, you know, we still ain't over that.
I'm mourning the loss of that, but okay. So, yeah, we unmasked the tree just in time for the holidays.
Yep.
Just in time.
Yo, you're the role
right
today.
On time. Okay, you know what?
John's
just in time
through.
For the holidays.
Yeah.
We unwrapped the tree. Yeah, I think it was time for her to go. We have, because when we look at who we have now, which is the Fox, the Rottweiler, the Thingamajig, the Flamingo, the Leopard, these are some heavy hitters.
Yes.
I need to really, like, maybe the chat can help me. I don't know. Maybe they will hold me accountable. I don't remember who I said was going to be in the final two.
Look, I remember. I hope y'all don't.
Pull it out, girl. Who did I say?
Okay, so I think you said the Leopard and Butterfly. And
damn.
I said Butterfly and Thingamajig. And I was wrong. And I'm surprised that the Butterfly left before the tree.
That's another one. Let's get into that. Let's get into the Butterfly.
Yes.
That was heartbreaking.
That was.
It was real tough for us last week.
So, like, let's get into this. So, are we going with the theory that it's based on scheduling and these celebrity schedules?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
You don't? Because what no. they have? Tell me why.
I mean, if we're considering also, you know, considering the episode we saw today and who was revealed today, you know, they're available. He could have stayed on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's based off of their schedule.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I think that... because I was thinking, okay, like, obviously if they're on the show and then, like, if they end up getting, like, a movie deal or something like that, it's like, well, then what? Would they have to go or... I don't know. Like, I really
yeah.
don't know.
But I don't know if this is live, like...
No.
We're watching it right now.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they can do it this way, because it's more condensed. They just spread it out for us. But the show really isn't that long.
That's...
Yeah. So, it could be.
All right, well, Shantier, I'm just going to let you take the honors of who left today, because I felt like you...
Oh, wait, for the pain in the mask?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... All right, so the tree left.
We should next time we need to have like headstones.
We
that's a we good need, like, idea. A headstone.
We do. That's a really good idea. Okay,
to mourn the loss of the loss.
Our fellow masks.
So let's see. The chat's going crazy. Okay, I gotta read a couple things. But for tonight, I mean, for yesterday, we know that the tree was left. Mm. I did want to mention that the fox is probably my favorite performance yesterday. The intro was just great. The fox sang "Blame It" by Jamie Foxx.
Mm.
What a coincidence! Because people were saying it could be Jamie Foxx. I mean, but look, I didn't say that, guys. I did, but I changed my mind. But nevertheless, the intro was great. The way he started off, that was super, super great. So he was definitely my favorite performer.
Mm.
You know, but between the fox, leopard, thingamajig, flamingo, Rottweiler, I think that that's a pretty good group.
Yes.
I mean, I know we'll get into more of what, like, the two that left tonight, obviously. But, again, I mean, out of all of these, I knew it was the tree I was going to go home, and I'm not surprised the tree went home. Mm-hmm. And, okay, wait, let me back up real quick. So I thought the Rottweiler, I thought it was going to be between the Rottweiler and the tree. But mm-hmm. for some reason, I like the Rottweiler now. Before, I was like, he's kind of growing on me.
The Rottweiler has grown on me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
He showed a vulnerable side.
He's very sensitive. I wonder if he's a cancer.
Okay.
Oh, look.
Aaron is trying to figure out zodiac signs.
Because they had a zodiac sign on the clue pack. Oh, for tonight, though. So I'm going left. Let's see, what are they saying?
What's the chat talking about? If they're talking about me not wearing makeup today, let them know that it's been a rough week. In the words of the Rottweiler, it's been a rough week.
Annabelle said, I don't think it is scheduling. Yeah, a bit more so talking about, let me see, this was months ago. It was not about scheduling, it's about popularity.
Mm.
That's what Shanice said.
Selena says, yep, it's not about like the voice, it's like about the presence.
The tree, though? The treatment in the game for a minute.
She had, but she but had I guess really good
she,
energy.
And I guess she had mystery, too.
She did.
Yeah.
Because people were wondering who she was, for sure.
That's true. What a letdown. In my opinion.
Girl.
Look.
So, I don't know. All right. So, do we have anything else we want to mention for yesterday's episode?
I mean,
what do you guys think about yesterday's in the chat?
I mean, yeah.
Wait, what's
it was a
what
good
you
choice.
Got? Yeah, what do
I
you
thought
think?
It was a good choice for the tree to go home. I thought it's time for us to move on to the better singers, not to completely diss the tree, because she had a great voice and she's on Broadway.
She did.
Yeah.
She did have a good voice, but the energy of the other mask, I think, are better.
Yeah, but it's tough. Like, even with tonight's episode, it's hard.
So she kind of misled me with the whole Christmas get up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I do not, like to me, if you're going to claim Christmas, you better be Mariah Carey, Jim Carrey. Like, you got to be, like, a heavy hitter to be claiming Christmas. Like, the way she was claiming Christmas.
She made a statement with that dress. That costume.
And she was like, I don't know. I'm sorry. No pun intended, but I'm giving the tree a lot of shade. Okay? There's a lot of shade coming from me with this tree.
Let's see. Jassy said, I knew the tree would go. Yeah, I mean, I feel like yesterday's episode was kind of like, eh. I feel like the better episode was obviously tonight's.
Yeah.
Tonight was definitely the better episode. And it was tough.
It was shocking.
It was.
Shocking.
Shocking, shocking.
All right, so let's get into it. So, okay. The Fox.
So, oh my gosh, The Fox killed it. He's saying, this Christmas. Mm-hmm. His voice is insane.
Have you guys ever seen the clip of Patti LaBelle, you know, our former Masked Singer? She's singing This Christmas, and, like, there's no choir behind her. The cue cards are wrong. And it's, like, for the Christmas tree lighting, and it's, like, the national news. And she's like, hang all the mistletoe. Where my background singers? Where my background singers? There's literally nobody. Like, the stands where the choir should be is, like, empty.
Oh, my
God. Like, I can't sing this song because I don't have my background singers. The cue cards are wrong. I'm gonna get to know you. I'm like, that is literally iconic.
Yeah.
So now every time I hear about This Christmas, I think about Patti LaBelle.
That is so funny.
Messing up the Christmas tree lighting because she didn't have her background singers.
Oh my gosh. That's
I've never seen that, but This Christmas reminds me of Chris Brown from This
Christmas. First of all, how can you really not know the lyrics to This Christmas? I just feel like that's
it's a classic. I mean, come on.
Patti, I will get up there and sing it with you. I mean, I was probably like very young, but I mean, I would have been able to get up there and sing This Christmas if it was me today.
Seriously.
But I do think about Chris Brown. Chris Brown kind of remade.
Oh, Donny Hathaway.
We can't forget Donny Hathaway, but Chris Brown made me feel sexy about This Christmas.
I guess.
Because at the time, that movie This Christmas was out.
Yes.
And Chris Brown was young and fine and sexy and running through the streets, turning on the lights through the city.
Oh my God.
With just a hand. Shake a hand. Turning on the lights through the city.
I can't.
Okay? That's how I remember it. That's how I will tell my children and their children about Chris Brown This Christmas.
Seriously.
Okay?
Girl, you better preach. Okay, I got to hop in this chat because they're saying
What are they talking about?
I want to mention, I gotta scroll a little bit. Okay, so Joseph brought up a great point.
Okay, well, Joseph. He
said the reason that she was the tree is because of her new Christmas album.
I heard about this. She did say that.
Yeah.
Everybody is dropping a Christmas album in 2019.
I guess I should too.
What you gonna sing, Shanti?
This Christmas.
Look, I'm gonna sing Santa Baby, okay? That's my song.
There you go.
Okay. So let's see.
That was Ken, a preview right there.
Right. So Ken said, Ken 29 said, I'm actually kind of upset with this season based off of how the elimination have gone because I felt like some singers should have stayed and others should have been let go early. Still love the show. I'm with you 100%.
Same.
Let's see.
To me right now, as much as I love the Flamingo, very obvious who's under the Flamingo.
Oh, absolutely.
I have so many thoughts about that.
To the point where it's like, once this Flamingo is revealed, I'm not going to be shocked. Like, I just feel like the people that need to stay should be, like, staying and revealed based on the shock factor as well as the talent.
Right. Like Thingamajig.
Rottweiler, the Fox, I guess right now it is a good one. But, like, I don't know. Flamingo is so obvious at this point.
Oh, absolutely.
She's so obvious because I feel like her voice. What really annoys me is her clues. She has to stop with these clues because she's trying to throw us off and it ain't working.
I blame Fox. Isn't the real one Fox?
They actually shoot that at Warner Brothers on the real.
But it's a Fox show, isn't it? Isn't it affiliated with Fox? I think so. Because if it is, I'm like, they're probably like, girl, you already in the Fox family. You can stay on the show.
Her clues. The sister clue. Cheetah Girls clue.
Jazzy said that the Flamingo gave herself away tonight and that she's happy she's in the finals. I'm happy she's in the finals too. I just felt that tonight her clues were just a little like church choir that she felt like that if she... So I wrote that she said that if she... She thought, I guess she failed, but she figured now she could take it further. So that way, that kind of left me a little confused. I'm thinking, like, what are these clues? Like, I don't really understand.
I think she's just trying to dive more deeper into her singing and how no one really believed in her. And she's just trying to get that message out.
Well, I mean, it was great a few episodes back.
Yeah.
Right. And I could have been down with, like, the emotional breakdown and then the reveal. I don't think that I need her here right now, child, because I know it's Adrian.
I know.
Oh, Shanice said she gave the clues about her husband. His name is Israel, and she got baptized in Israel.
Well, in Israel is a ex-preacher slash gospel singer slash whatever he is now. Yeah, like, he's all in there. She had the rosary in the first clue package.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, she's had a lot of clues. I mean, just the cheetah references.
But rev your husband, girl, because she's been revering her husband all in the clue packages.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Who would
if it
thought?
Wasn't so I bet obvious,
you,
though.
You know, I know who didn't think Rob Kardashian. But let me know.
I can't.
Let me know that.
She stays busy, though, so if her voice wasn't so obvious, she could probably pull it off.
Oh, for sure.
No, yes.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just, her voice is so obvious. Right.
Yeah.
We know.
She has that distinct voice.
Yeah.
And then with the Spanish references. But like I said, I'm not hating. I'm here for Adrienne Bailon.
I love Adrienne Bailon. But I know that
She did really great tonight. I don't know. The Fox is starting to rub off on me. So now, like, the Fox is my favorite. And so
the Fox is your favorite, huh?
I mean, look, I'm going off of what's left.
No, it's okay. Yeah.
I wanted the butterfly and thingamajig, but see, I lost. So... and by the way, Shanice called us both losers.
First of all, Shanice, I don't appreciate that because she said to me that she is proud of me for moving on from Jamie Foxx about the leopard.
Right.
You know, so I felt like I was in her good graces. So right. I don't even, you know what? I'm not even going there with you, Shanice. I'm not going to do it. Okay, so this Rottweiler. Let's get into it.
Okay, so the Rottweiler. So he's saying the killers, Mr. Brightside. The judges, he had a picture of a passport, referenced his family, and they thought it was Arnell Pineda, James Franco, or Darren Criss for the Rottweiler. I have no idea.
I'm literally going off of what anybody in the chat is saying.
Yeah, but let me know.
They can tell me it is Beyonce, and I don't. Maybe not Beyonce. I love Beyonce. Matthew Knowles. Good. They can tell me it's Matthew Knowles behind the mask, and I will believe it.
I can't.
Okay? I don't know who the hell. Literally, because of everybody has been force-feeding me Chris Daughtry, I'm thinking it's Chris Daughtry.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's what people were saying.
People have been saying that, so I'm just literally like, you know what? Chris Daughtry, have it. Take it.
Yeah, in the chat, they're saying that Rottweiler is Chris Daughtry. Shanice even said that she loved him, and she knows his voice, and the clues match him. So...
Didn't know he had kids.
I neither.
But go on, Gish Daughtry, have your family.
What's the passport reference then?
I don't know. Because I don't really know where he's...
I don't know where Chris Daughtry's from either.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, he was on American Idol. Annabelle said that. Look, they be giving us all the answers.
Well, I mean, yeah, but like, what the passport got to be like? Where, is he from Canada?
I don't know.
Okay, Chris, look.
We need to know.
Okay, come on, computer.
Look.
Come on, internet.
Where is
so
he from?
So, I see that he's from,
an American rock band.
Keyword America.
Oh, my God.
Well, maybe he's toured some places. Maybe he got a lot of stamps in that passport.
Maybe it's not him. Maybe it's Arnell Pineda, who they also mentioned.
Who the hell is Arnell Pineda? Put it up.
Arnell Pineda? Let's see.
It's more believable that...
Okay.
There's a passport for a clue there.
So he's a... it says Filipino singer-songwriter.
Okay!
So there you go.
What is he known for? Just songwriting and...
Yeah, songwriting, singing. And he got kids. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, he got 4.
Okay. But, like, what songs did he write?
Okay, see that I don't know. He has a few albums, a lot of albums.
Such as?
Let's see, Revelation.
Child, let me.
2000.
Okay,
we're
going to go on to the
thingamajig
because I don't know.
We're going to go left.
I'm going to say Chris Daughtry for that. So, back to the Fox, though. Who do you think? You didn't tell me who you thought was for the Fox.
Okay, if I had to go off of.
Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
Wayne Brady. I was going to say that.
Me too.
Was you?
I was. Look, I even
was your issue.
I even have it written down. I ain't cheating this time.
This time? what other time were you cheating? Let me know so I can rearrange some things.
First of all, I'm ready. Wait, don't be looking at my hair right now.
All right, look, Fox Wayne Brady, Rob Wilder, Chris Daughtry. Okay, let's get into this thingamajig.
A shock. So, the thingamajig shocked me because I feel like each week his voice changes.
Yeah.
That, okay. What was this like? It was like a very, like, Caribbean vibe we got.
Exactly.
Yeah, he sang Bing Crosby, Winter Wonderland. But he got that swag. I love his
like
voice.
A winter. But yeah. No Wonderland, it was like we got lots of drums in the islands. I don't know what it was, but I was like,
I was feeling it.
Okay,
me too.
Yeah, I was definitely feeling
he
it.
He always like every song he knows that he always is like hitting the run, like a Winter Wonderland. That's like every song. Every song with the thingamajig. Yeah. How y'all feeling?
Feeling good. Victor Oladipo is super adorable. His smile just lit up the room. I actually didn't really know much about him.
First of all, I didn't either. Yeah. I am not a avid sports watcher. However, shout out to my boyfriend for being one. I got to learn about his injury, him being out.
Yeah.
And you know, look, if I am an athlete and the thing that is making me money is telling me that I need to take a break and I know I have other talents, my agent better put me on the Masked Singer.
Seriously. He has a really, really
I'm about to get a
nice
check
voice.
Somewhere else if I can't get a check. Yeah. Well, I mean, he probably is still getting his check, you know, injury and all. But still,
yeah,
I'm going to do something else.
Selena said that tonight wasn't his best.
Real, I mean, because look, it was a very Rihanna Caribbean Winter Wonderland.
It was.
But so even Bing Crosby didn't even sing it like that. I'm just, you know. I liked it though, but you know, it was a different twist.
Yeah. So
he's usually just soulful and that's it. But you know, he's trying to put a little twist on it because we're in the nitty gritty.
Yeah. And too, I think that's why, I mean, I've said this before, but that's why sometimes it's hard to figure out who it is under the mask, because depending on the song that they sing, their voice sounds different. So there were times where you know, the Fox sounded like Jamie. You know, they were saying that yesterday, but I didn't hear Jamie yesterday. But then today it's like he doesn't sound like Jamie. So it makes it a little confusing at times. But I think with like somebody like Victor, I'm sure a lot of us didn't even know he was a singer, you know, he sings.
Yeah.
So I feel like that also makes it tricky. And I kind of like that better, instead of them bringing on these
people who already know how to sing.
Right. Just bringing on the underdog. People who are maybe like an actor or a beauty blogger or something who have this a nice voice. I think that would be something different that we could see. Mm. That is a prediction. season 3?
There you go.
Get out of here, Jessica. Yeah.
Look, all right, I can pitch this. I work at Fox. I'm like, I got some great ideas, y'all. Give me a raise.
Well, get us on the show.
Look, I can't.
Get us on the show. Work your magic. Be like, every Wednesday, I am analyzing this show with avid watchers in the chat. I'm talking to chat members, and I'm hosting a show. Put us on there.
Yeah. But can I say something about Thingamajay? Is that for once, Ken actually guessed right.
I was shocked. My mouth actually dropped when I was watching the show because Ken, he's just absurd.
Who
with his...
put that tidbit in his ear? Because I know damn well.
Shanice said Ken probably Googled it.
Yeah.
And Kristen agreed about truth. Selena also agreed. Joseph said, do you think that Nicole and Victor will go on a date?
First of all, I don't know. Because last time we did the news, she was trying to date somebody. Who was he, a rugby player?
Oh, like some type of actor. Like,
I don't know about that. But I do want Victor and her to date.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
They're cute.
They'd be cute. Gentle. He seemed like a nice guy. He could sing to her. She sing. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing like making music together.
No. And he's tall.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She's tall.
Oh. Listen. Mm-hmm. Gwen Stefani found her love. Her reality show.
She did.
Really did.
Who's to say that Nicole can't find hers here?
You never know. The love of her life could be right underneath her nose, literally.
Literally.
And figuratively.
Okay. We already touched on the flamingo.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry. I just woke up. Because I already know. Okay, so the leopard.
The leopard. Sing Shirley Bassey, Big Spender. I like the leopard's performance, but
I'm okay. Low key, kind of getting tired of the leopard.
Yeah, I mean,
I low key want the leopard to go.
Leopard did go tonight.
If it's Seal, then that probably would make sense because I cannot listen to Seal that long.
See, I didn't know much about Seal to know that it was him.
Yeah, I didn't either. He has a lot of personality, but. Yeah, so Leopard and Thingamajig got sent home tonight.
Yeah,
so
I know.
That would be Leopard's Seal.
Yes.
Which
made sense because I can't listen to Seal that long.
I was getting very tired.
No, I was going to die.
I didn't know it was him, though.
Yeah, I think it's different when they're singing other people's songs.
The Cubs was just getting on my last nerve in these clue packages. Like, I was like, take this leopard home. Like, my Cubs, and then the Cubs, you and your damn Cubs need to get the hell up on me. Because I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. Who would you guys, between the Fox, Rottweiler, Thingamajig, Flamingo, and Leopard, what two did you think were going to go home? Besides the Leopard for you, Raylan?
Honestly, the Flamingo, because she's so obvious.
Yeah.
The Flamingo and Leopard?
Because to me, I also think that sometimes, well, I guess it's not live, so I guess not, but like, depending on the Google tractions certain celebs get on The Masked Singer, they're like, oh, well, bitch, you gotta go, because Google is hot on your tail.
Yeah.
Like, they already think that you are this person, and you gotta go. But then, like, at the same time, I feel like there's people's schedules. Like, Seal might have something going on somewhere else.
That's true.
And he gotta tend to them damn Cubs, so go on and tune to them Cubs.
Yo, Selena's killing me. She's like, arf, arf, knew it was sealed from day one.
Arf, I can't arf. With her. I really did think it was Jamie Foxx, though.
Okay.
Wait, was the living in color, though? That was like, I was like.
Wait, what?
He said that.
Yeah.
He gave a lot of, like, Jamie Foxx type clues. Like, living in color and, I don't know. The TV box even looked like very black and white.
It did.
Maybe I don't know too much about Seal's history.
Yeah. Let's see.
But you like listening to Seal, really?
I do. I like Seal's music.
Like a whole album?
No. Just his hits.
Okay, like Kiss from a Rose. And okay, I can listen to that too. As I was saying, I was getting tired.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to the voice.
Okay, I'm reading a couple things. So, I'm going to get to you, Ken. For stars, I'm going to talk about Miriam. She said that she wanted to share her ideas with us about the finals. First three performs from them. Second place winner. Third SmackDown for the winner.
Okay, what's D? What she got?
Yeah, so Miriam, let us know who you think. Between the Fox, Rottweiler, and Flamingo. And then Ken said,
it's gonna be the Rottweiler.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be between the Fox and Flamingo.
I think it's gonna be the Fox.
No.
Well, no, but between the two out of those three, I think the Fox and the Flamingo are gonna go head to head. I also was thinking too, like, if it would have been the Fox, the Rottweiler, and then the Thingamajig, or the Leopard, or whatever, then it would have been all men. So I feel like would they want to switch it up a little bit to maybe have a woman on there too?
I think
is it strategic a little bit?
I think, like you said, that the Flamingo is gonna go next week just because everybody knows, right? And it's not fun when you know who it is. You just turn the TV off and you're like, oh, I'll look tomorrow on Google when they.
Listen, if the Flamingo makes it all the way to the end,
yeah, she's not. I don't think she is.
She's gonna go on the reel and be like, oh my god, I know y'all, it was crazy, but I am the winner of The Masked Singer. And then we're going to talk about The Masked Singer. And The Masked Singer is going to get a little PR from the reel. And it's going to be, you know, a whole little Fox affiliation moment. And I don't know if I'm here for that. So, which I feel like it might happen.
Yeah.
As corny and cheesy as that sounds, it might happen. We might have Flamingo winner takes all.
Seriously. So, Ken 29 said he wanted to get rid of singers sometimes so they can push for one person to win. I mean, that for this season, because Thingamajig could have been top three and the Butterfly.
Yeah, and they put them
Yeah. Seriously.
Who's in this damn audience choosing, too? Like, who are these people?
I don't know. Joseph said fake clues. I agree with that. I think the clues are to just really throw us off, because sometimes they just don't make any sense. Shanice was saying that the Rottweiler will win and Flamingo will go home next. I don't think Flamingo will win.
Shanice, I think you're right. Shanice, yeah, look, this is the first time and maybe the last. Nah, probably going to be more times. That I'm going to agree. Yeah. I think the Rottweiler's going to take it. That's the only one that nobody, I haven't heard nobody, well, I guess it's besides y'all in the chat, say who the Rottweiler was.
Yeah, I think too.
Me and you have been here every Wednesday, yeah, and have not.
Well, I think with his personality too, he's like very, like we were saying, he's emotional and he's kind
and you
of,
think he's a Cancer and
I was joking, okay? I was totally joking.
You know his moon rising and sun. And
I don't know that. I need his date of birth, time of birth. I just figured that out. So I just found out mine. I think. Anyways. but yeah, no. I think that obviously between him and the fox, I feel like the fox is smooth.
The fox is way
has
Brady.
A really, really nice voice. Yeah. But between the Rottweiler and fox, I think it would just be nice to see the Rottweiler win because he's kind of like the underdog.
Well, you know, literally. in my mind, because she says that I am a co-host on the Wendy Williams show because I watch every day. And when Wayne Brady was on there, he was on, and you know, of course, everybody who people think are on there, like, are you? She even asked, like, blatantly, are you on the Masked Singer? He's like, oh, well, you know, a lot of people wanted me to be on it last time, and... And he sang, when he sang on Wendy, I was like, you the fox.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I need
seriously.
To know. And he was talking about how he grew up. It was funny because when I saw the clue package,
yeah,
he was saying how he grew up with people teasing him on Wendy. He was saying the same thing. He was saying the same thing from his clue package on his interview. And then he sang. And then I was like, your PR should never let you do this. I know you're the fox now.
Right,
it's evident that you're the fox. So he's the fox. Rottweiler, I have no clue.
I don't think Rottweiler's a singer.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Really?
Because remember he mentioned, like, you guys were giving me all of these generous shamans.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's for somebody other than myself.
Right.
I don't think he's a singer.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Okay, so damn. Then that throws my whole Chris Daughtry line off.
Yeah. I don't know. So, between the fox, Rottweiler, and Flamingo, who do we think's gonna win?
Rottweiler
for you? What about
fox.
You? Fox. Fox. I'm between fox and Rottweiler. Can I wait till they win?
I mean, fox has the presence, yeah. Rottweiler has the mystery.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So I think it just really depends.
But Flamingo got nothing. At this point, we already know. Just take off the mask now.
Yeah. Shanice is getting irritated with y'all. She said Chris Daughtry is a singer.
Girl, we didn't say he wasn't. We just said he might not be under the mask.
Yo.
He might not be under the mask. It might be somebody else.
Seriously.
Who's not a singer. Who's not Chris Daughtry.
Mm-hmm.
But let me not, because Shanice, I don't have...
Yeah, you got the chat back in her. Amira's talking about you are on point again.
First
like,
of all, Shanice, I'm scared of Shanice.
Right? I'm scared of Shanice, too.
Like,
where is she from?
Like, you know, like, Twitter fingers? Like, I'm literally, like, only can, like, act like this this way via Shanice. Like, I can't. Like, in person, I'll be like, no, girl, yeah, no, you're right. Like, yeah, like yeah. Chris Daughtry. Yes! Girl!
And Jassy said the Flamingo will win, if not the Fox. She said Rawa is a singer. That's Chris Daughtry. His blue rose tattoo. He was on CSI. He was born on Boxing Day, which was a clue. Joseph said Peacock had the presence and the monster was mysterious. He said Peacock. but yeah.
Peacock did have the presence.
Yeah.
Monster was mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
And look, so if we're going on mysterious, then look. It'll be the Rottweiler, because yeah. T-Pain was the monster.
Yeah.
That was mysterious as hell, because he was picking songs, like, from Queen. Ooh.
True. I was just listening to Bohemian Rhapsody.
And exactly. Okay? He was like, I was like, uh-uh, this ain't no damn T-Pain. Yeah. Not the T-Pain I know. Not right. Can't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm sprung. Queen. No. So, I think...
We need to hold Shanice accountable. She's not even wrong yet. And they hyping her up in this chat, so...
No, get Shanice. Huh? What? Oh, yeah. No, somebody get Shanice. She needs to be stopped. She can't be stopped.
Seriously.
Okay, so
speaking of stop, let me just stop real quick and thank y'all for being in the chat. Leaving comments, being so active. You guys are amazing. If you guys are on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up. Leave us some comments like you guys always do. Just keep it up. Keep this energy. If you're on iTunes, give us 5 stars. We're so sad the show is wrapping up soon, but we love doing The Masked Singer, and so we hope to see you guys next season.
I hope we're here next season.
We will be here.
Will we?
Yes.
You got that approval? You already got that stamp of approval? We're just going to be here?
I'll circle back with y'all, but I'm pretty sure. We thank you guys so much for all your support and love. Appreciate it.
Hearts.
All right. You have seen me and Shanice been out. You have seen me without a voice.
Yeah.
Now without makeup. We're here.
We are here.
This is family. This is Thanksgiving all over again. Now, okay. We got some news?
We do.
Oh.
All right, so. All right, y'all. So, just a couple things. So, Robin Thicke signs with ICM Partners. Woo! You guys know what that is?
Yes.
I'll tell ya. It's a talent agency based in Los Angeles. It's pretty popular. So, this agency represents a lot of artists, content creators, broadcasters, journalists, or whatnot. So, yeah, he's now with ICM Partners. Go, Robin. Go, Robin. All right. And next. So, Pussycat Dolls. I'm actually here for this, but I'm also sad because they're not coming to the States. But nevertheless.
What?
Yes. They've announced that they're reuniting for a UK tour, performing together for the first time in over a decade. I love these ladies. They're just so badass. It's just amazing.
Just the UK tour.
Right. So I think they start the first week of April, 2020. And they're going to be, hitting arenas across the UK, Dublin, Birmingham, Nottingham. If you're in the UK, go, please. I will live through y'all because I can't go. So it's supposed to be, it should be cool. So they're going to be singing like.
Somebody just buys a ticket. Buys a ticket to the UK. And we'll just go.
I'm so here for it.
P.O. Box. Just kidding.
But it's only
all inquiries.
Seriously. But it's only a 9-day tour.
9 days?
So it's not super long, but I mean, I'm here for it. I think that maybe once they do really, really well over there, which I know they will because they're the Pussycat Dolls, then they'll come to the States and they'll be performing here in Los Angeles.
And they'll ask me to like be on stage. I'm telling you to loosen
up. Oh my gosh.
I've been
gosh.
Having these choreography dance moves ready since 2005.
Oh my goodness. I can't go. Look, that's
ready
all
to
I got.
Bust it out.
That's all I got for news and gossip.
That's all you got for news and gossip?
That's it.
Well, let me tell you something. Nick Cannon, stop while you are ahead.
Oh,
do not.
Oh, my God.
Do not come after Eminem.
Let's
end it here.
I talked about that on the podcast I do at work yesterday, but I didn't want to bring it up here because
it's feisty.
And so I'm doing The Masked Singer, and Nick Cannon's on this show. Sorry to this man.
I don't know this man. If I seen this man on the street, I would tell this man, please stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
The invitation is what the diss track was called.
And he was like antagonizing him just over and over. I'm just like, stop, dude. Like, even 50 Cent has jumped in and said. I mean, even 50 Cent put his 2 cents, which he always does, but it's like.
Don't come for me.
Yeah.
First of all, okay, if you go to the video, and I love Nick Cannon, I love him, I want to hug him. The video got more dislikes than it does likes. Like, the thumbs up is less than the thumbs down. It got, like, last time I checked last night, it was, like, 250 thumbs down compared to, like, 50,000 thumbs up.
Look.
It's bad.
All I have to say is sorry to this man.
For those of you guys who don't know, Eminem came after Nick Cannon on the Fat Joe song,
Lord
Family
Above.
Ties. Oh, yeah, on the Famous Times album.
Lord Above, yeah.
Now, he said what he said, and that's we should just left it like that.
Yeah.
Nick Cannon, being the Libra man that he is, had to come back.
I just want to say I love The Masked Singer.
I love The Masked Singer. I love Nick Cannon. But we cannot have this Eminem and Nick Cannon beef again.
Yeah, we can't. It's literally been a decade. So
we can't have Nick Cannon rap.
Look, that's all I got. That's all y'all gonna get.
We just can't go back. We're going into 2020. We gotta move forward. We can't have Nick Cannon rapping.
Yeah.
No, we leave Nick Cannon rapping back in 2000 and whatever. We don't go forward with Nick Cannon rapping. We just can't. We won't do it. I will not.
Yeah. Shanice said that Nick should have ignored him. Be the bigger person.
Be the bigger person. He got a lot going on.
Nick is killing it right now. It's like, yeah. And I think to keep antagonizing him and be like come out and play. Like, you know, just.
And it honestly wasn't that bad. Like, I mean, he just said he had no balls. But I mean, like, that's okay. Like, you can let that go.
I don't know. First of all, let me just say this. Eminem he rapped for 2 minutes. Two entire minutes. There's a reason that Eminem will rap for 2 minutes straight on this record, because he's Eminem. Like, he is a beast. And a lot of people always say that, you know, he's bullying or whatever the case may be, but he's a lyrical genius. I feel like that you got to give credit where credit's due. I'm a fan of everybody. You know, I love The Masked Singer. I love Fox. Eminem is just, I mean, he will destroy you. I'm scared of Eminem. I don't even want to say, I have nothing bad to say, Marshall Mathers, but I just feel like if I did, I would be afraid to say it because I'm terrified.
Shantier is trying to make friends with Nick Cannon and not get dissed by Eminem all in the same.
I know. It's like, what's more important? You working at Fox or meet my love for Eminem? It's like,
well, I don't know, girl. Oh. Look.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Nick Cannon, just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. In the world's of Keisha Cole. Let it go. And I guess, are we just letting this episode go? Is this it?
That's it.
Until next time. Well, we shall see who's going to be a mass next week.
Yes.
Guys, this has been your after show for The Masked Singer. I'm your host, Raylan T. You can find me everywhere on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. And ladies, these beautiful ladies, let them know, let the people know where they can find you. Go ahead.
All right, I am Bria Williams. You can find me on all social media at @BriaWilliams_ and on Project Runway tomorrow.
Oh.
Yes. All right, guys, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @ShanTierra. On Thursdays, Evil After Show at 9 p.m. And on Mondays, After Show at 8. All right, guys, we'll see you guys next week. Bye,
y'all.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.